this is an idea whose time has come, and we are trying to get some popular grassroots support for the people who have sponsored these bills to adopt such a policy. We think it's the single best thing that could be done to address the issue of global warming.
Okay, so explain exactly what it is. What is this policy that you're talking about?
This is a type of carbon pricing. And, you know, the idea is that we don't account for the damage that carbon pollution does when fossil fuels are burned and released into the atmosphere, the CO2 is released into the atmosphere. And it's not built into the price. So the price of carbon should reflect the damage to the environment, because otherwise it's an unfair market advantage to fossil fuels compared to renewable sources of energy. So it seeks to the carbon fee would be it would start low and steadily rise so that people could see that where it was going and make adjustments.
And so how would you price this then, and who would ultimately pay this amount?
Well, it would be priced as far upstream as possible. If you could price it at the federal level, the proposal is to price it as it comes out of the ground, as it's extracted from the mine or the wellhead, or if it's imported at the port of entry.
But then, in the end, you said this would be placed at the wellhead or at the terminal entry point. But in the end, it's going to be the consumer that pays, right?
That's right. The cost of fossil fuels will, of course, go up. We assume the fossil fuel distributors or producers would certainly have to pass that cost on. And we know that as the price of something goes up, the demand goes down. And what we propose to do is to take all of the money that's collected and return it to every household on an equal share.
So you would get a rebate, but not necessarily based on your energy usage.
That's right, Paul. You've got it right away. That's it. No matter what you use, you're going to get the same rebate. Well, what most people will do is to try to save as much of that rebate as possible by putting their money into less carbon-intensive products, conservation, efficiency. Now it's going to really make a difference as to which appliance you buy if you know that the cost of the energy is going to go up. Then you'll really go for that Energy Star appliance. You'll find ways of you'll be incentivized to turn off the lights when you leave the room.
Which are the towns where this will be coming up this spring that people can watch for see how it turns out?
We have, 9 different people working on their town. So this is Northampton, actually just passed it at the city council level last week. Amherst, Shutesbury, Whately, Ashfield, Buckland, Conway, Charlemont, Plainfield. I think that's the 9 right there.